Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Tezayin, mitzvah 116, as we continue Parshas Vayikra, the second of the Karbanos in Parshas Vayikra. Today's discussion is about the Karban Mincha, as the Daf Yomi is in the middle of Maseches Menachos. All of that is included in today's mitzvah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, La'asos melachas ha-mincha al inyan ha-nizkar b'torah b'parshi yoseha. To do the melacha of a mincha, as we said yesterday, the Rambam counts all the maisim together, to do all the avodas of a karban mincha, according to what it says in the Torah, Shenamar, v'nefesh kisakrev karban mincha, v'ksiv im mincha ala machvas, v'ksiv od v'im mincha marcheshes. These are all types of minchas that we will talk about. But this mitzvah includes all types of karban minchas, tzibur and yachid and chova and nedava. The avodos are all included in this one. Yes, we will count mitzvahs separately. Certain types of karban minchas that have a uniqueness to them, as we'll see, lechem apanim was already counted in Parshat Tetzaveh and others, but the avoda of the mincha is all counted here. The Minchas Chinuch will get into details of the entire avoda, but just to mention, there are four main avodos of a karban mincha, which have a parallel to the avodos of a karban behema. As we mentioned yesterday, by karban ola, the four main avodos are shchita, kabbalah, holacha, zrika, shchita, shechting the animal, kabbalah, catching the blood directly from the neck of the animal, holacha, walking the blood to the mizbeach, and zrika, sprinkling the blood in various ways on the mizbeach. By karban mincha, you have four parallel avodos. One has, after we do certain avodos beforehand, as we'll talk about what those are, one does kmitza, which is using the right hand of a kohen. He sticks his hand into the flour and takes out and mount the flour under his three middle fingers. That's why the fourth finger is called the kmitza, because that's the one that keeps the flour underneath the three fingers. So one has the kmitza, which is parallel to the shchita. It serves some type of hakdasha purpose. Then one puts the kmitza into a kli shares. That's the kabbalah. And then one walks it over to the mizbeach, the holacha. And then one burns the kometz with a couple of other items, which we'll talk about. That is parallel to the zrika. And that's what matir, after one does that avodah, the kmitza, then the rest of the karban is able to be eaten by the kohanim, if it's a karban brought by Yisraelim. If it's a karban of a kohanim, which we'll have separately, that is totally burned on the mizbeach. But this is all in general the maisa of a karban mincha, the kmitza, the kabbalah of the kmitza, and the holacha, and the sreifa, and the haktara. Ve'yam menachas hu karban abam minei akmachim b'lo mibali chayim, says the chinuch. Mincha, what defines a mincha, is that it comes from flour, that grow from the flour, which comes from wheat, that grows from the ground, and not from ba'alei chayim, and not from animals. V'kfar kasavti l'mala, I've already explained that he's going to refer back to mitzvah sadekei many times. Ki agarban be'ba'alei chayim hu be'emes dimyon chazak eitzal ha'adam. Really, animals give the biggest impression and make the most impression on a person. L'hachnia u'lahashpil ha'nefesh ha'misavah v'hachutas. Two, make us feel low and make us realize that we sinned because we did what we did when we were chote, and we say it's as if our blood is sprinkled, and it's as if our basar is burned. That is all the parallel that we do, and we see that by an animal. So you don't really have that by a mincha, unless you want to say that it is the machshava behind the avera, like some of Farshim say. But says the chinuch in the next paragraph, "Hakarban b'mashu eino baal chayim, ava bishu ba'gamkin lachnas hayetzer." It's also coming to be machnia to teach us about tshuva. As we said yesterday, Hashem doesn't need any karbanis, so it's all about what it's meant to teach us. Sheyira ha'adam ki bishvil cheto nitztarech lisrof mamonu chaloso. We're losing some of our possessions. It does that. Be'emes ein demyono chazak kamo baal chayim, but it doesn't give the same idea, the same impression, the same inspiration as animals do. And that's why it's, so to speak, a lower level karban. It's brought by certain people, as we'll talk about in a minute, but it doesn't have the same message. Why is it called a mincha? Two ideas. Usually when you give a present, you don't give so much. So a mincha, you don't give so much either. And also, most minchas, as we'll see, coming up soon when he describes all the types of minchas, most of them are voluntary. And whatever is not obligatory, whatever is just brought as a present, we call that a mincha. Call that a mincha. Fine. Who brings a mincha? This is a famous Rashi, the beginning of Perek Beis in Vayikra. The pasuk starts off, V'nefesh kisakriv karban mincha l'Hashem. if a nefesh, a soul, brings a mincha. This is in contrast to the beginning of a yikr where it says Adam, Adam ki yakr mikem. Here it says nefesh. Why nefesh? So Rashi quoting the Gemara at the end of Menachos. Lo nemar nefesh b'chol karbon es nedava ela b'mincha. Only mincha, it says, the language of nefesh. Mi darko lihisnadev mincha ani. Who brings a mincha? An ani, a poor person. He doesn't have enough money for an animal. Not even for a bird. Not a cow, not a sheep. Just doesn't have any money, just a little flower. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mala ani alav ki ilu hikrav nafsho. I'll consider it as if he gave his whole nefesh. This is all he could give. I will consider it as if he gave his own nefesh. This is the Chazal that we all know. Rav Avram Shor writes in Lech HaBaliba, one of the years, Tavshin Samach Beis, that this is a message that we all have to take. Haribona Shalom Tovei Amitanu Shenasa Shinuyim B'derech HaChayim Shalonu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always wants us to improve and to grow, especially as we could talk about in this month of Hischadshus, Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, the month of Hischadshus. So we always have to make sure that we're taking little steps. Eino mavakish dvarim gedolam, nefesh kisakriv, ani mevi mincha, davar katan, aval hu ema nefesh. If we do little things and little kabbalas, that's like that ani. He brings a little flower, we bring a little bit, we improve in a little area. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He's not going to ask to the huge steps, little by little. And he quotes of Yisrael Salanter, who says, based on the Gemara, Godol onshel shel lavan yoser mishel tcheles. Greater is the onesh if one doesn't wear lavan in the tzitzis than tcheles. Why? Because the Gemara says, lavan is much easier to get, and if you don't wear lavan, that's more of a slap in the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rav Yisrael Salanter, lavan symbolizes easy things, baby things, little steps. That's what we have to do. The tchela symbolizes the heavenly, the supernatural. It says that's above, but at least the little steps we have to. That's the ani. Many Mefarshim, many of the Bali Musar expand upon this. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, it's quoted in Otros HaTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like any other king. Every other king in the world, the Melech Basar Vadam, Ein Yechon Labadoso Kiim HaMayuchasim, V'Hanichbadim HaYidu HaMilav. Any king, any leader, any president, who does he put near him? He puts chashuv people, he puts people with tremendous backgrounds and people with clear-cut history. Anashim chachamim, unavonim, wise advisors, bale koma, bale tzura, bale gvura, anshei shem, kadeshi eschavi ben hamelech. That's what he's looking for. The lowly, the hamon am, they don't go near the king. That's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lochin avodat Hashem Yisbarach. Shehu anosein koach biyad kol echad va'echan mi b'nei Adam. This is Rabbeinu Yonah talking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the koach to each person. V'rishus lehiskari ve'lavu la'avot u'la'avodo b'emes ve'emuna. V'uchavis b'ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the avoda from each person. And echad amarba, as the Mishnah says at the end of Menachos, based on our karbon. Echad amarba ve'echad amabit. Ubavachi yechavi libo l'shamayim. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It's a beautiful story quoted here in the Otros HaTorah that one time there was a Talmud Chacham that was in a taxi. And the taxi driver told him that he once had the schus of driving the stipler somewhere. And the Talmud Chacham said, oh, so tell me something the stipler said. So he said the stipler asked him if he's kovei itim la'Torah. Does he have time to learn? So he says, you know what? I do. He was a firm taxi driver. He says he goes to a Gemara Shir every night after he finishes his long day. But he says, I'll tell you, it hurts me. Because every single day, 5 minutes into the Shir, I'm sleeping. I have my head on the Gemara and I wake up when he finishes. So I feel bad. What could I do? This is what I do. But, you know, I'm very upset about it. There's nothing else I could do. Hanahag hosif l'ta'er. He says he's very upset. He's about to give it up. Says the stipler, smiling at him. He says, no, you should know. Shamnam kan ba'olam azeh nir l'chashin chashav harbei. Here, in this world, it seems like you're not doing anything, and it's a waste. Avol yachoni l'avtichacha, but I can promise you, shebashamayim ata general gadol, in shamayim, you're way up, b'klal shehincha usek kafi yachaltecha. You do what you could do, what's in your ability. You work very hard, you're exhausted, but you do, you go. V'yose mikach ein b'kochacha l'f'ol me'uma. There's nothing more HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ask of you. Hamsheich v'hamsheich lavo l'shiur, gamim tiradim ala gemara, ki b'shamayim machshiv v'moscha l'tzadik gadol. Says the stipler, you keep going, even if you can fall asleep, because this is as much as you can do. We have to push ourselves. But if it so happens, then that is allowed. Finally, one other related source, and then we'll continue with specific details of Mincha. It's a beautiful Rabbi Akiva Eger. We mentioned this back in Mesechah Shavuos in the Daf Yomi, on Daf Tezvav, where the Mishnah is quoted from the end of Menachos. Echad amarba v'echad amabit. You can do a lot or a little, as long as your lev is in there. The first and the last letter of the Torah. The first letter is Beis, and the last letter is Lamed. So as famous as lev. But says Rabbi Akiva Eger, if you look at the letters before Lamed and Beis, it's a chaf and an aleph. That spells ach. If you look at the letters after laminate bays, there's a gimel and a mem or gimel. So that's gam. Ach and gam. The Gemara always says ach is mema'it and gam is marbe. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, echad amarbe, echad amamit, whether you're doing more or doing less, what's in the middle, lave is in the middle. As long as your heart's into it, says that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, like the stipler says, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, nefesh, if a nefesh brings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in the nefesh. Okay, that's all some of the hashkafa behind the message of Karban Mincha. Okay, so we continue now. The Eloin kol minei menachah shayim makrivin bezman habayis habos b'fnei atzman. The following karbanos are all the karbanos mincha that are brought by themselves independently. What does that mean? Klomar she'en habos l'minchas nesachim. We know the nesachim are brought, flour and wine are brought along with carbon olas, carbon shlamim. That is not what we're talking about here. That is a different type of avoda that's done. But we're talking about, the chinuch is about to list off all the minchas that are independent, that are separate carbonas. Ratzolamar, begiris carbon acher. The other ones are begiris carbon acher. But related to the minchas that come by themselves, 12, 3 and 9. They're not so hard to remember. So when Eliyahu comes, let's make sure we know all these 9. What is, first we have 3. 3 carbon seabors that are minchas. What are they? Shalosh menachas ein shom boz, shem boz bishvil kol tzibor. Vehein. Omer bepesach. The carbon omer. Sviras omer. Pesach. That was brought from the first barley. Shtei ha-lechem ba'atzeres. The shtei ha-lechem, the special carbon brought in Shavuos. And lechem ha-panim b'chol Shabbos. V'shlosh de-nikros mincha. So we have to remember those. The carbon ha-omer on Pesach. The shtei ha-lechem on Shavuos. And every Shabbos, we have the lechem ha-panim. As we discussed at length back in Parshas Tetzaveh. Those are all called mincha. Even though there's special fancy types of minchas, the lechem ha-panim is there the whole time. Every tamid is always on the shulchan, and there are many, and there are 12 of them. Unlike other minchas that have 10 loaves, the shtei ha-lechem and the omer serve as matirim for the chadash, which are unique. But at root, bi'ikaron, they come from flour, and therefore they are in the category of a karban mincha. And we continue though that now those are the karban Seabors. What about the carbon yachids? V'teisha shel yachid. There are 9 yachids. Again, if we categorize them, there'll be 2, 2, and 5. And that's an easy way to remember them. What are 2, 2, and 5? The first 2 are brought for Averis. Ve'eluhe, minchas chote. Number 1, the mincha of a chote that it talks about later on, a carbon chatas. If somebody, there's a certain types of Averis that want us to bring a chatas, what's called an ole v'yored. And we'll have that later on, a carbon that's brought, depending on your tax bracket, do you bring an animal, do you bring a bird, or do you bring flour? That's minchas chote. Or, v'hi, minchas yakrava ani, kishishchayev chatas, lo tagia yado. Number 1. Number 2, it's pear, minchas sota. A sota brings a karban mincha in the process of sota, which we'll talk about, Be'ez Hashem, in Parshas Naso. So those are the 2 brought for Averis. Then the other 2 also go together. The other 2 are brought by the kahanim, special ones, meaning gimel. Ha-mincha she-yakrav kol kohen she-kanis la-avoda. Every time the kohen starts doing avoda, let's say he's a bar mitzvah boy, let's say he's 20, whatever it is, he starts, the kohen brings a special karban mincha the first day he starts, and that is ironically called minchas chinuch. The minchas chinuch. The mincha that he is machanich himself. Number 1, and the one that goes with that is the mincha that the Kohen Gadol brings every day, which we'll have later on again, called the minchas chavitin. He brings half in the morning, half in the afternoon. That's the next 2. So we have, what are the yachids? We have the 2 Averis ones, the 2 Kohen ones, the Kohen every day, and the Kohen when he first starts the avodah, and the Kohen Gadol. And then you have the 5 nedavas. Then you have the 5 that are listed here in Parshas Vayikra. If somebody is no dave to bring a mincha, there's all different types of voluntary kabanas. You could bring a flour, just plain flour, that's called the mincha soles, that's number 5. And then all the other ones are baked somehow. Baked, deep fried, dry baked, all these different types. Those are the 5 nedavas. Minchas machavas, the frying pan, minchas marcheshes, a little deeper pan, minchas mafe tanur, baked in the oven, 2 types of baked in the oven. Is it mixed with oil before it's baked? Is oil just sprinkled on it afterwards? That's the difference between chalas and rakikin. But those are the 5. So if we remember the 2 brought for Averis, the minchas chote and the minchas sota, and then you have the 2 brought by the kohanim, the kohen for the minchas chinuch and the kohen gadol every day, and then the 5 nedavas. So there it is. We have all 9 minchas that are brought biyachid, besides the 3 that are brought for the tzibur. Rav Sadia Gaon quotes all of these nedavas as separate mitzvahs. The Rambam and the Chinuch do not. All the minchas are counted as one. There's an important ha'ara that Rav Meir Simcha has. I say Rav Meir Simcha, not the Meshech Chachma, because this is in the tshuvas of Rav Meir Simcha at the end of Chiddush Rav Meir Simcha Lashas. In Siman Mem Beis, he discusses the difference between animal karbanos and flower karbanos. Animal karbanos, when do they become hektish? Right when I say I say this animal, I'm makdish. So boom, it has kedusha. What about a mincha, flour? If I say this flour I'm giving as a carbon, it does not have kedusha zaguf yet. It only gets kedusha zaguf after I put it into a kli shares. Why is that? The Rameir Simcha is wondering. So he quotes in Siman Mem Beis Os Beis at the end, he quotes this from the Ravid. The Ravid in his commentary at the beginning of Masechas Tamid. He says, why is it? Madua b'mincha eino chal kedusha zaguf rak b'hanacha b'kli shares. He saw it quoted from the Ravid. We have a Ravid on Tamid, but he didn't have a Ravid, so he gives his own pshat. Amnam nireh da'ad shelo kidshu b'kli chaser hatziruf. When it comes to an animal is a unit. You're makdish an animal, you don't need to unify the animal at all. It is unified as one unit, and therefore, it's hooked us right away. The flower, it's all different pieces, it's all different parts of the flower and of the ketores and of what's mitzarif them? You need the kli to be mitzarif them in order to them give a kedusha zaguf. That's an important of Meir Simcha to learn the difference between zvachim and menachas. Then he quotes menachas elu mehen. Then the chinuch quotes there are different types. Some of the halachas solas chitim and saorin. Most carbonous mincha are made out of wheat. Once in a while it's made out of saorim, meaning the sota one is made out of saorim because she did allegedly an act of a behema, and also the carbon ha'omer is brought from sa'orim because we're on the level of animals on Pesach, and then we get to the level of people on Shavuos when we bring a carbon made out of wheat. Mehen nachalos la'kohanim, chus mina kamitza. Some of the minchas are eaten by kohanim, besides what you burn, the kamitza. Umehen shein nisrafos kulan. Some are burned totally, like the carbon is brought by a kohen himself. It's totally burned. Some, most of them are matzah. Some of them are chametz. Let's continue though to the next paragraph. Kol hashar hayumatzav seder vasan kachi. What's the seder? Other maybe solas mitoch beso bekli bekasev vazav. Somebody brings flour in a kli. How do you bring a mincha? So you put flour in a kli, in a silver or a gold kli. Osha matechas or anything. Umalichay zal kohen. And then you bring it to the kohen, and we'll get to some more of the details of the minchas chinuch. But let's just read the chinuch now. Va'akohen molichay zal mizbeach. The kohen takes it to the mizbeach. That's called hagasha. He brings it to the southwest corner of the mizbeach. V'kometz mimena kohen brashi es pa'osav. He does kemitza, and then he puts it into a kli. Makter akometz kulo mizbeach. And then he brings it up and he burns it in the mizbeach. Vashan nechal kohanim. Zeu seder hanechalos. This is the nechalos. This is the process of the ones that are eaten, the leftovers that are eaten. And the ones that are nisraf, they're all burned on the mizbeach. Discussion whether kemitza is done or not to the ones that are burned on the mizbeach, but that is a detail which we're not going to go into now. Last paragraph. Vinoheges asiyas hamenachas bizman habayis bizichrei kahuna. This is done by only male kahanim. Different than what we spoke about yesterday. Shchita is ksheira bizar. Kemitza, the first avoda that's parallel to shchita, is not ksheira bizar. Only shchita is allowed. But kemitza is not allowed by a zar. Also, I didn't mention yesterday, the oaf, olas haof, was included in yesterday's mitzvah. Olas haof, instead of shchita being done, we know malika is done to a carbon. Instead of shechting with a knife by a carbon bird, it is shechted with the fingernail of a kohen. That's called malika, and that also is required to be done by a kohen and not by Yisrael. A kohen she'avar v'shina ma'isa mincha hamafuresh ba, a kohen that changes and does not do the mincha service properly, bita lasei, he's mevatel the mitzvah zasei. One final hashkafic thought before we get to some of the avodos, and that is a beautiful Rav Cook. Rav Cook writes in his Siddur, in Olatariya, he writes on the end of Shemona Esrei, on Va'arva Lashem Minchas Yehuda, if we ever thought about it, what does it mean, Va'arva Lashem Minchas Yehuda, Kimei Olam? Why Mincha? Why Dafka Mincha is picked? Says Rav Cook, because nowadays, animals don't have das. So the way they achieve their tikkun is if they're used by people to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether they be eaten properly, Sudas Mitzvah, or whether they're burned in the Mizbeach. People, but how do we serve, achieve our potential? We serve our potential by using our mind. If you understand what the carbon is about, the purpose isn't just to bring the carbon, but to understand the messages and the And the ideas behind the carbon. V'yiskarev Hashem b'dayto. That's the key. But la'asilavo, says Rav Kook, shefa hadas yispashet v'yachtor afilu b'vali chayim. There's going to be so much das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future that even the animals are going to have das. Lo yiru v'lo yashchisu b'chol har kachi ki mala haris deyas Hashem. And at that time, says Rav Kook, in the future, there's only going to be carbonous mincha, because even the animals are going to be able to achieve perfection and their tikkun through thinking and understanding Hashem, and therefore in the future the only carbonous that will be brought will be mincha from the ground. That doesn't mean, right, somebody might ask on Rav Kook, hey, but if there's not going to be carbonous, doesn't that mean that the mitzvah of carbonous is not eternal and therefore shouldn't be counted as a carbon? No, it might just be, just like we don't have a bezbeach today, we don't have a bezbeach today, therefore we can't bring carbonos, so too then. It's just a mitzias. Animals have das, and therefore you can't bring them as a carbon. But if they wouldn't have das, then you would be able to bring them as a carbon. But that's Rav Kook's point about carbon mincha. That's going to be the one in the future. If you look at the minchas chinuch, let's just look at this quickly. Just the Seder Avoda. How do you bring a mincha? So if you look at Osei, he talks about the general maisim that are done even before the kemitza. The first thing that is done, he talks about on the top line. First, you put some oil into a kli. There are three Matan Shemen. There are three times that you put oil into a regular mincha. First you put oil into a kli, and then you put the flour on top of the oil. And then after you put the flour on top of the oil, so then one mixes it. And then you put some more. As you mix it, you put in some more oil. You can read it on top. Venosin shemen v'kli tchila. V'yachar gach nosin al ha-shemen as ha-solas. V'yachar zen nosin al ha-solas. Od shemen u'bolel ha-solas bo. So what do we do so far? We put the number one, we put the shemen in. Number two, you put the flour in with a little more oil, and you mix it. Number three, after you do that, so then we bring it. V'achar habalila on the fifth skinny line. Nos nala klisharis v'yotzek ala shemen. After that, you put it into a klisharis, and then you pour more oil on it. Three times you have the oil mixed in. The Minchas Chinuch assumes that this could all be done by a zar. He questions whether that's even a din lechadchila or only a din b'di'eved. That's his discussion in the Dibur Maskel v'habalila. But then after that, one is ready to start the kemitza and the avodas. But all of these matan shemins are done even before the kemitza. One final point, and that is on the top left, the Minchas Chinuch quotes the famous din of Reb Zeira, and that is the halacha of belila, mixing the flour and the oil, is a din lechatchila. Even if one does not do the mixing, it is kosher. It is kosher. But one needs the potential to mix. The halacha is, if one brings so much flour in one kli that it wouldn't be mixable with the amount of oil that is required, that's called eno roi labila. Only roi labila, it has to be roi labila, it has to be roi to be mixed. The potential has to be there, as even if you don't actually need the action to take place. And this Dinner of Zera is used in many places. For example, by Elchus Tevila, going to the mikvah. We have to make sure if somebody goes to the mikvah that our Beis Hastarim, let's say between my teeth, I don't have to open my mouth when I go to the mikvah, but I can't have any chatzitza in my teeth because it has to be roi l'bias mayin. As it has to be roi for water to get in there, even though water doesn't actually have to get in there. Or the Ran uses this principle in Sukkah. On Daf Yudalanam Abayz in the Daf Yarif, the Ran says, if you have a lulav whose branches are separated from each other, as long as they can be pushed together without breaking, then it's a kosher lulav. Why? You don't have to push it together, but if you can't push it together, you can't even have the potential. But if you can push it together, you don't have to. Why? Because of the din of Reb Zeira again, kol haroi labila. It's quoted in many places, but the source of that whole concept of Reb Zeira is by karban mincha. You need ra'ui, labila, ra'ui, to mix it all together. And after that, once you do all these matan shemins, so then, even before the kemitza, I forgot one more avoda, in Ozvav, we put a little kometz, you put a little lavona, a little frankincense, and then you walk it over and start the whole kemitza process. The lavona is also part of the avoda of a karban mincha. Again, trying to squeeze in as much as we can, talking about Karban Mincha, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue in the coming days with more halachas of Karbanos.